You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on, my friends? Welcome to episode 724, and I gotta be brutally honest with you. I'm feeling nervous about recording this podcast episode, and I think part of that is there's some uncertainty, and uncertainty seems to be the theme around a lot of what I've been experiencing lately, and I'm doing my best to just embrace and lean into that. And hopefully my thoughts can come together in a cohesive way where it translates and it makes sense to you. So I just want to kind of come to you with an open heart and share with you some things I've really been just thinking about and going through over the course of the last week and a half or so. And a conversation I had with somebody who I trust and respect, who kind of reflected back and turned the mirror back around on me and asked me some questions that really, really got me thinking about a lot of different things. It got me thinking about who I am, how I show up, who I am meant to serve and impact. It got me thinking about this show. It got me thinking about the podcast, the Flip Empire Show, which I've been doing for over 7 years now. I think this is episode 724. And there's a part of me, I think, that is feeling a little bit nervous about recording this podcast episode because I'm not exactly sure how I want to communicate what I'm feeling and if it's even going to make sense. And, you know, when I talk about uncertainty, this podcast is likely going to be rebranded and it may look and feel different in the near future. I don't have any answers. I don't know exactly what that looks like. I think part of the phase I'm going through is really asking myself just tough questions and making sure that if I'm going to continue to do this, which I want to, and I'm feeling called to, that I am showing up as my purest, most genuine, authentic self, which I've always felt I've been. And what I've come to realize, and based on a conversation I had and then just doing some more reflecting, is, you know, oftentimes thought leaders, speakers, authors, content creators, podcasters, anybody in a position of leadership and or influence, they can come across as if they have everything figured out. And I can tell you that is certainly not the case as it relates to me. I do not have everything figured out. In fact, I'm here to tell you I have more that I need to work on and figure out than what I'm confident I do know. I'm confident in my faith. I'm confident in my belief in God and what He's done in my life. I'm confident in quite a few things, but I really have come to the conclusion, despite all the personal development work I've done throughout the years, despite all the currently in this moment, I have 4 coaches and I'm a part of a couple of different communities. Obviously, myself and my friend Steve co-lead and run Ascend. And when you're in a position of leadership and when you've been poured into the way that I've been poured into, sometimes you have a shift in perspective. Sometimes you glean insights as to things that maybe you weren't even aware of. Maybe they were blind spots, right? Have you ever been in a position where you think you know something, you're very confident about something, and then in a moment, an experience, a conversation, something you hear, all of a sudden makes you question that? That's kind of what I'm going through right now. And I realize that I'm doing my best to try to give you more specifics. As this show continues to hopefully grow, I want to give you, deliver value in the form of actionable content, right? There's one thing to talk about theory. There's one thing to talk about what I think, what I believe, and that may or may not help you, but I want to do an even better job of trying to give you specific action, specific instruction based on things that I truly know and believe and have experienced, right? And based on results I've gotten. So I want to be just brutally honest and transparent with you that maybe I've come across in the past in this podcast or on social media, like I got everything figured out. Because again, that is not the case. I got my fair share of challenges that I'm going through. So I want you to know that I'm on this journey along with you. We're all at different places in our life. We're in different levels in business. It's all relative. You may be listening to this and you're the exact person that I can help based on my experience, based on my results, based on the things I've accomplished, based on my failures, past experiences, lessons learned, network, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or you might be listening to this and you're in a different level. If somebody came to me and said, hey, Alex, I need you to help me grow and scale and exit a $100 million business, I've never been there. I've never done that, right? And so while I might be able to help you from an encouragement, a support, a mindset perspective, I want to be clear that there's certain things that I haven't yet achieved the results that maybe you're after. And so maybe this isn't the podcast for you, as hard as that may be to say, but maybe this is. My commitment to you moving forward is that I want to continue and do an even better job of just giving you the raw and the real, right? And so right now, that's me coming to you. I think when I shared with you at the top of the podcast that I was a little bit nervous about recording this, I almost feel like this is my first time doing a podcast. The irony is, this is episode 724. I've done this over 700 times. And I think some people would qualify me as an expert because I've been doing this for 7+ years and averaging 100 episodes a year, or whatever it is. And there's a part of me that feels like I'm starting from scratch because I need to get more clear on who I am meant to serve and who I am meant to really pour into and impact. You might be surprised that I'm revealing and sharing this on a podcast because I'm fortunate. I feel like God's given me this platform, this podcast. I feel like God's put me in a position of leadership with our Ascend Mastermind community. And I'm so grateful for the people he's surrounded me with, the people in Ascend, my coaches, the people in the communities I'm a part of, friends, family, that I get support from on a daily basis. A friend that reached out to me last night with a text. And I'm going to bring up the text. I'm not going to mention her name just because I didn't ask her if I can share this. But I think the quote she shares with me and the message is so timely. You know, it's so interesting how when we open our eyes, when we open our minds, our hearts to what God has in store for us, right? And to what's really going on, when you ask yourself tough questions and you really, really dig down deep, certain things start to reveal themselves. I'm going to share with you two messages I've gotten in the last literally 13, 14 hours. That one is from a friend who knows me. And she sent me a text message just randomly out of the blue. We weren't even communicating. And she said, hello, my friend, wanted to share this. Your focus goes where your energy flows. I think I've heard that from Tony Robbins. I'm not sure if he's the author of that quote, but your focus goes where your energy flows. Stay focused on the gain. Transition periods can be difficult, but they are often the portal to greatness. You are already great and God has already paved the way for you many times. Praying for your process, that you find clarity and peace, and that you call on the Holy Spirit to do the guiding. I'm always here for support. Love you. So if she listens to this, she knows how eternally grateful I am for that timely message. And then this morning, played some pickleball at the gym, got a workout in after, and I was stretching. I was fortunate that I had an opportunity to speak on a panel last week. And I had several people reach out to me as a result of just kind of me sharing my experience with this particular system and process. And I was just an open book. And this is one of the guys that had reached out to me. He asked me some questions. And then, you know, we were going back and forth on Messenger. And then he said, mind you, this is somebody who I've never spoken to in person, never spoken to on the phone. I've never met him. We've literally exchanged maybe 7-8 messages over the course of the last 24, 48 hours. And he says, wishing you a calm, deliberate, and massively authentic day ahead. Thanks again for your response. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, he said, I've never heard anybody say massively authentic, right? Wishing you a calm, deliberate, and massively authentic day. So I don't know if that's my reticular activating system. And that's a big word, but it's basically, you know, the analogy that people always share is you've never noticed a particular car on the road. And all of a sudden, like, you get the car and then you see the car everywhere. That's an example of like your reticular activating, the RAS system, at work, at play. So maybe these things were always around me and I just wasn't cued into them because I didn't have this a certain awareness. But I want to commit to you guys publicly that I'm on the journey with you. I don't have everything figured out. Again, I have more that I need to figure out than what I feel I have figured out. And honestly, even the things I feel like I have figured out, that means there's probably more growth and awareness that I need to have about certain things. And so again, I feel like I've been given this platform to be truthful, to just put myself out there, as hard as that may be at times, because I fall and fail and stumble just like everybody else. I'm no different. The fact that I have this show and the fact that I'm in a position of leadership and I've accomplished a few things along the way doesn't mean I'm immune to setbacks and hard lessons I need to learn and really looking inside and digging deep and asking myself questions and the hard work. And so as I want to start to kind of wrap this episode up and hopefully the way I've communicated what I'm going through, what I'm feeling, my thoughts haven't been too scattered. I want to leave you along the theme, along the lines of leaving you with actionable, specific content, i.e., I want to deliver more value to you through this podcast. And I need to give credit because this isn't my framework, but Rob Dyrdek, skater from Ridiculousness, mogul, entrepreneur, he's not even somebody that I follow, but I resonate with his message. And again, maybe it was my reticular activating system at play. One of his YouTube videos popped up. Again, I'm not even subscribed to his show. I didn't even know he had a podcast called Build with Rob or a YouTube show. And I listened to two of his episodes, and one in particular caught my eye. Again, maybe it's because of the awareness and just me seeking more truth. I want to learn more about myself and again, who I'm meant to serve. Where does this podcast fit in? Ascend the community as we go through certain changes and I seek to grow that with the right people. Like, what does that look like? So there's a particular podcast that I listened to or episode from Rob Dyrdek that's titled Design the Ideal Version of Yourself to Get Unstuck. And man, what a timely title. Probably something I wouldn't have noticed 2 weeks ago. And it jumped off the page at me. The page, metaphorically speaking, right? Like it jumped out off my phone. And I took a screenshot of five specific steps that he recommends going through. So I've shared on previous podcasts that I believe we need to be a funnel for good information and good content. And I also believe that we need to give people credit where credit's due. So again, I want to be crystal clear. This isn't my framework, but I wanted to act as a funnel and pass along this information to you. And let you know that this is a specific exercise and process that I'm going through as I continue to learn more about myself and in an effort to figure out how I can apply my strengths, my unique ability, my God-given gifts and talents to help and impact people, to leave the world a better place, as woo-woo as that may sound to some people. So here's what Rob shared on this particular YouTube show and this podcast. He said, number one, define the person you want to become. Sounds pretty basic and easy and simple, but I can tell you from having years of experience of working with entrepreneurs, helping them to craft an ideal vision for their life that I learned from the Life Inner community many, many years ago, that's the hard work for most people, for many people, right? When you sit down and you start to ask yourself, like, who is the person I want to become? For some, that can be easy to answer. And for others, they really have to think. So that's the first question that I'm asking myself, right? I want to, on paper, define the person I want to become. And the more specific you can be, the better, right? So really think about it. What kind of person do you want to be? How do you want to show up in this world? When you are no longer here and people gather, hopefully at your funeral, what are they going to say? Think about that for a second. I remember my wife and I, we traveled to Alabama, probably, I think we were in Birmingham. This must have been like 6 years ago or so. We went to an event. And one of the questions at that event was, write down, if you were witnessing your own funeral, if you had the ability to look from above and imagine your funeral was a movie and you were in the audience watching your own funeral, how would people react? How would they feel? What would they say? That was the first part of the exercise. The second part of that exercise got really, really interesting and it brought her to tears. She might kill me for sharing this, but the second part of that exercise was, now write what people would say if they could not lie. If people could not lie, if they took truth serum, if somebody was, they were not physically able to lie and they had to tell the truth, what would they say about you? What would they say about how you would make them feel? Right? So think through those types of questions as you answer and as you hopefully take me up on this exercise because I'm going through it. And so again, we can go through this journey together. Define the person you want to become and get specific. Number two, shape your existence, right? And for me, I forgot exactly how he worded it and how he described that. For me, that boils down to like, what's the vision you have for your life? Who do you want to show up as, right? So that's defining who you want to be. And then what do you want your life to be about? What do you want to experience in your life, right? Like we only get one crack at this, as cliche as that might sound. So are you taking advantage of it? Are you taking things for granted? Are you expecting that you're going to be here in the next day or two or the next year, 5 years? Because we just never know. So shape your existence. Number three, see yourself in the future. And he got deep into visualization and the role that that has played for him. I think in one particular episode that I listened to, he even talked about how he, you know, years ago, he had to kind of rediscover himself. Kind of a similar path that I feel like I'm on. By no means am I comparing myself to Rob Dyrdek. That's not what I'm doing. But, you know, he talked about the fact that he was going through some stuff and he had to really like dig deep and figure out. He had to see himself, like once he defined who he was, once he like shaped his existence, he needed to now visualize himself in that place. And so he talks about how methodical he is about visualization and just clarity and goals and vision and all this type of stuff that we're talking about. Number four, plant the best version of yourself in the universe, right? Like actually the person you've defined yourself as wanting to be, how would that person act? How would that person think? How would that person show up? How would that person communicate? How would that person make others feel? And then live that. Do your best to live the best version of yourself on a daily basis. Put yourself out there and see what the universe is going to do. Okay. And then number five, don't settle for this is me. In other words, don't just acquiesce to like, hey, I'm resigned to this is the life I'm meant to live, right? There's a lot we can't control, but we can control our mindset. We can control our thoughts. We can control our actions. And there's room for growth. There's always room for growth. In fact, I just had a call with a small group of entrepreneurs yesterday where we got to rate ourselves, and we meet once a month and we rate ourselves in different areas of our life, right? Like parenting, our marriages, wealth, business, emotional intelligence. I think I have mentioned health, right? So like we rate ourselves in these different areas, and it's really fascinating. We've only been meeting for about 2 months now, but it's interesting to see how I rated myself last month. Like my friend had texted me, right? Am I focused on the gains? And it was cool to see that my health and fitness, I've really been more focused over the course of the last month, month and a half on dialing that in, and I'm starting to see some gains. So we got to celebrate those wins. And we also have to realize that there's other areas of our life that are going to need work, and don't just settle. Right. But like really think about who you've defined yourself that you want to be, and then how you want to show up, and do your best to live the best version of yourself every single day. You're going to fail. You're going to fall. You're going to stumble. You're going to make mistakes. God knows I have. God knows I continue to make them, but you just got to be truthful with yourself. And so that's how I want to wrap up this particular episode. Honestly, I give you my word when I tell you when I was hitting record, I felt some nervous energy in my stomach about this particular episode and what I was going to share. Honestly, I didn't know how I was going to share what I just did. And I'm hoping that it's come across in a way that makes sense. That's what I got for you guys. I appreciate you hearing me out. I appreciate you giving me the space to kind of open up. I know there's going to be a lot of people that listen to this and some might question me, you know, who knows? And I'm okay with it all, right? Because one of the areas I get to work in is being your raw, real, authentic self, and then not caring about what anybody has to think about it. But as long as you know that you're like living your core values, that you're showing up as the best version of yourself, as the person God intended me to be, as how he created me, then I'm working on being good with everything else that comes with it, right? The good, the bad, the messy, whatever it may be. So hopefully this podcast episode, you appreciate kind of where I'm coming from. If not, that's totally cool. But thank you for hearing me out. And again, just I ask for latitude as this show continues to go on, hopefully, and really just kind of dialing in like my message and who I'm really, really meant to impact. So appreciate you guys. I hope you have an incredible day, regardless of what you're going through. Just be real with yourself. Just continue to surround yourself with the right people. Question if the people you have in your circle are people that are really trying to lift you up, or if they're secretly hoping that you don't succeed. And believe it or not, like I think we all have those people in our life, and it's your job to figure out who are the ones you can really like, who's your tribe, who's your crew, who are the people in your squad. So find your community. If you want to have a conversation about our community, Ascend, ascendyoursuccess.com. And if not, just continue to plug into this podcast and then I'll come at you. I'll speak from the heart and kind of share with you what's going on. And hopefully it helps you. So I really want to encourage you guys as I wrap this up to apply that 5-step framework that I shared with you on this podcast episode. Take the time, carve out some time, even if it's just half an hour, an hour, get some thoughts. There's magic to getting thoughts out of your head and on paper. So if anything, it'll just create some more mental bandwidth for you and clear you up so that you can continue to focus and operate in things that really, truly matter. So with that said, guys, have an incredible, incredible day. Have an awesome week. And I look forward to connecting on the next one. Take care. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, Honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect, and I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.